Hey, hello, friend.
We're back.
After what was a much longer break than I had intended to be taking from this show. So I'm going to give you, this is going to be a relatively quick episode. I'm going to hit on three key things. We're going to roll from there.
This is The Pursuit of Evolution, and I'm your host, Casey Jordan. As a resilience and self-trust speaker, writer, and educator, I help people navigate life-changing events. To not just survive, but thrive and grow in new ways. I created this podcast to show you what can happen when you tackle the hard parts of life head on. You'll hear from a variety of guests who've made hard choices and big changes to build a life they love and that they deserve. I'll also teach you my favorite strategies and tools so that you can do the same. This is your invitation to lean into the hard shit, explore the possibilities, and pursue your next greatest evolution. Change is inevitable, but evolution is optional.
So, real quick, what I'm hitting on, and then I will back up and go through each of these in a bit more detail. First up, I had surgery. The recovery has taken much longer than I anticipated and has been much harder than I anticipated, hence the unexpectedly long break. During this downtime, I have found more clarity in what I want from this show, what I want these episodes to look like. And so I'm going to be kind of bringing that into action as I dive back in. And then the last thing, stick around for the end. I'm opening the door, calling for all guests, anybody that's interested in guesting, to come share their stories on the show and help our Pursuit of Evolution community. Okay, so that's the big three for the episode today. Let's dive in a little bit deeper on each of those. So first up, I'm going to talk real quick about the surgery I had because it has been an experience. So trigger warning. There's going to be some medical talk, some description of surgical procedures. I know that can give some people the heebie-jeebies. So heads up for you that that is what is to come. About 6 months ago, I discovered I have a thing called pectus excavatum. I've had it my whole life. I always thought it was cosmetic. No doctors ever commented on it. Turns out it's a thing with a name. Long story short is my rib cage was deformed and my sternum was sunk inwards. So like instead of a nice rounded chest rib cage like people should have, my sternum was dipped in. And it turns out that my sternum was squishing my heart and causing a lot of cardiovascular issues. I got into the point where basically I couldn't work out without feeling sick for days afterwards. I would hyperventilate, my heart rate would skyrocket anytime I tried to do anything particularly physical. Even walking upstairs could leave me winded. And that was a big change. The level of fitness I have had over the last 10 years before that. And I've been working with doctors looking for a variety of answers. And through the freakiness that is the TikTok algorithm, they showed me a video of a girl with pectus excavatum. And I was like, wait, that's what my rib cage looks like. Wait, that's a thing that can cause health problems? And that is what sent me down the rabbit hole of getting evaluated. Finding out I actually have a pretty severe case of pectus. If you have not checked out, I will post my CT scans over on Instagram. This is a relatively rare. Actually, it's not that rare. I take that back. It's about 1 in 400 boys can have pectus and 1 in like 800 girls. And yet a lot of doctors still mistakenly think that it's only cosmetic. And so they brush patients off when they have this concern. So we're going to do a little bit of mini pectus awareness. So check out my Instagram if you want to learn more about it, if you want to see my CT scans. I think it's fascinating. Now, the fix for this is there's two major surgeries. I'm only going to talk about the one I had. It's called a NUS procedure. And basically, they implanted two steel bars under my rib cage to push my ribs up into the shape that they're supposed to be. So the bars will stay in for 3 to 5 years, and then the bars will be taken back out. So kind of like braces for your teeth, but instead of slowly pulling everything into place at once, they just put it in there and they actually use a little miniature crane to lift my sternum up off of my heart and to kind of hold my chest in the shape that it's supposed to be. And then through my ribs, they insert these steel bars and attach those bars to my rib cage. And I ended up spending 4 days in the hospital post-surgery, which is normal, 3 to 5 days in the hospital afterwards. And then my doctor had warned me that the first couple months would be really hard, and up to about 6 months till I really got through the pain. And I failed to grasp the severity of what he meant when he described that to me. He really wasn't joking when he said I'd have a couple months of pain, of pretty bad pain, and up to 6 months to a year for a full recovery. So I'm now 4 months post-surgery. I can sit at my desk for about 2 hours at a time, and then I've got to lay down. The pain in my chest, my body is getting used to this new shape. So by changing the shape of my rib cage, it's changing my posture. I now sit up straight for the first time in my life, which my mother greatly appreciates after 37 years of telling me to stop slouching. It's a big change for the body. And so I have to recover from the trauma of the surgery of having these bars put in my chest. My body has to get used to this new shape that it holds itself in. And I have to get used to the feeling of the bars. The bars don't move, but my rib cage does. I never realized how much my rib cage like flexed until this surgery. And so some of what I'm struggling with is even just getting used to the sensation of the bars being in my chest. So yeah, it has not been the recovery I expected. I thought maybe 6 to 8 weeks that would be hard, and then I'd kind of be back to life as normal, and that has been so far from wrong. The surgery is also not commonly done on adults. I'm 37 and I'm considered quite old for this surgery. Ideally, it's done when you're in your late teens, when you've kind of finished growing, but everything in your body, all the cartilage is still a little more soft and flexible. As you age, that cartilage in your body gets more and more stiff, which makes this surgery harder and harder. So a lot of teens really do bounce back pretty quick. He said a lot of his teenage patients, by the 6 to 8 week mark, you'd never know that they had surgery. And the adults are just not that lucky. So it has been a humbling experience, to say the least, to need so much help for so long. My husband, shout out to that man. He has been amazing on top of his regular workload, which the man already works too much. He has stepped up to cooking and cleaning and taking care of the dogs and helping me with every task that I've needed help on, and shoulder rubs a couple times a day because my muscles are tight. So yeah, all the props to him in the world, because I would not have got throughout this surgery without him for sure. So how am I doing now? Overall, it's still a lot of ups and downs. I'm about 4 months out. Like I said, I have tipped that threshold of, I think I now have more good days and more good hours than I have bad days and bad hours. So that's huge. I do still have quite a bit of pain by the end of the day. Kind of the more I'm up and moving around, the rougher my evening is. And I kind of have to take a lot of breaks throughout my day and kind of let my back relax. I lay down a lot. The heating pad is my best friend right now, but we're getting there. But most excitingly is I have finally been cleared a month ago, I started working out again, just stationary bike at home for 30 minutes, nothing crazy. But the bike rides feel a world different than they did before. Even when I was in good shape, and I say that with like air quotes, when I was in better shape than I am right now, when I was going to the gym on a regular basis, 30 minutes on the stationary bike was so hard for me. My hands would go numb. My body would feel icky. I would struggle to breathe through the whole thing. I would hyperventilate. My heart rate would just be through the roof. It's kind of a mess. And I usually felt like crap all of the rest of the day after that ride. But like, exercise isn't supposed to feel good. It took me a long time to realize that that wasn't normal, how crappy I felt. And now when I ride, like, my hands don't go numb. I don't feel crappy afterwards. My heart rate obviously rises because I'm working out, but it kind of hits a good number and it steadies out there. I can control my breathing for the whole ride. And I don't feel like garbage the rest of the day. Like, it seems, when I say it out loud, it sounds like kind of a little thing. But the first time I did a bike ride after my surgery, I was blown away by how good I felt. And that was the reason I had the surgery, is I was worried about the stress on my heart being squished by my sternum. I was struggling, my heart was struggling to keep up with my lifestyle and my activities. And it looks like we have successfully corrected that my heart is working better and enjoying its job more now with this correction. So I'm very hopeful that all of this struggle will have been worth it. But it, like I said, it's been a hell of a recovery, and a much longer recovery than I'd really planned for. So yeah, I did not mean to start this show and then disappear for 4 months. But shit happens. Here we are. I'm coming back. I am back. We've got a couple of great interviews lined up that I'm going to be recording next week. People that I'm so excited to talk to and to bring their stories to you. And so, yeah, that kind of leads me into point number two. I have some more clarity around the show and what I'm looking for. And so while I really enjoy my initial episodes of this show, I kind of got the idea for the show and just dove in. I'm a person who really learns by taking action. And so I maybe, for good or bad, didn't plan a whole lot of things. I just came up with the concept and ran with it. And as I've had time to reflect on it, I want to dial this in a little bit more and make sure I'm sharing these stories and experiences and lessons with you in a way that's really relatable and tangible. And I don't want the word educational and inspirational, but I'm lacking the words I'm looking for at the moment. But I want these stories to help somebody. One thing that I truly believe, and this is kind of the root of this show and the entire kind of pursuit of evolution concept, is that at some point in our lives, every single one of us is going to be faced with some sort of trauma or loss and grief or disability or some other kind of life-challenging event at some point in our existence, if we haven't already. And many of us, often these things happen multiple times. And so often when we have these conversations about life's hard shit, I hear people talk about how alone they felt during these times. I want to create a community where we can have the conversations about how we navigated these dark times, about how we made decisions when it seemed like there was impossibly hard things to pick between, and how we navigated these uncharted waters. I want a place where those of us who might be currently in calmer waters or further along in our journey can help support others and empathize with others who are like in the midst of feeling those big feels. And so that brings me to my last point. If you have a story that you are willing and able and ready to share, I would love to talk to you about guesting on the show. You don't have to be a professional in a related field. You don't have to be a like public speaker about this experience or an advocate for this experience. You don't even have to have all of the answers, because I mean, really, who of us does? What I'm looking for is real people with real experiences. They're in a place ready to help and share and spread awareness. And so there's going to be a guest application on my site. Head over to caseyjordan.com to find that. There'll be a link in the show notes as well. Fill that out and then we'll go from there, because I would really love to share your story so that someone out there going through something similar will know that they are not alone, and that they will know, no matter how dark it seems in this moment, that there is a light at the end of the tunnel, and hang in there for that. So, welcome back. Here we are. Let's do this. And I will see you in a couple weeks with new amazing interviews. Yeah, that's what I got. Have a great one.
Thank you for tuning in to another episode of the Pursuit of Evolution podcast. If you really love what you're hearing, be sure to screenshot this and head over to Instagram, give it a share, and tag me at casey.jordan. I love hearing from each and every one of you, your insights and ahas from every episode. And by sharing over on Instagram, you help me get in front of more eyeballs and get more listeners to the show so that we can share these lessons with more and more people. So until next time, catch you over on the Instagram.